those who do not expect to meet us on the day of judgment say, why are not angels sent down to us, or why do we not see our Rabb? Certainly they are too proud of themselves and have revolted in a great revolt. On the day when they see the angels, it will not be a day of rejoicing for the criminal. Rather, they will cry, may there be a stone barrier between us and the angels of punishment. Then we shall turn to the deeds which they did based on their wrong opinions and render them vain like blown dust. In contrast, the heirs of paradise shall have the best residence and the finest lodging on that day. On that day when the heavens shall burst asunder with clouds and the angels will be sent down ranks after ranks, the real kingdom on that day will belong only to the compassionate. A hard day shall it be for the unbelievers. On that day the wrongdoer will bite his hand, saying, oh, would that I had only taken the path alongside the Rasul. Oh, would that I had never chosen so-and-so for my companion. He was the one who led me astray from the admonition, even after it had reached me. Shaitan is ever treacherous to man. The Rasul will say, oh my Rabb, surely my people took this Quran for foolish nonsense. That is how we made for every Rasul an enemy among the criminals, but your Rabb is sufficient for you as a guide and helper. The unbelievers ask, why is not the Quran revealed to him all in a single revelation? This method of slow, well-arranged, piecemeal revelations is adopted to strengthen your heart. The other reason for this method is that any time they come to you with an argument, we reveal to you the truth and properly explain it. Those who will be dragged headlong into hell shall have an evil place to dwell in, for they had lost the way by taking an utterly wrong stand. We gave Musa the book and appointed his brother Harun as a deputy with him, and said to them, both of you should go to the people who have denied our revelations, but those people rejected our Rasuls. As a result, we destroyed them with utter destruction. Likewise, the people of Nuh we drowned when they rejected the Rasuls and made them an example for mankind, and we have prepared a painful punishment for such wrongdoers. The nations of Ad and Thamud we also destroyed, and so were the dwellers of Aras, and many generations between them. We admonished each of them by citing examples of those who were destroyed before them. Even then they rejected our revelations, so we exterminated each one of them. These unbelievers must have passed by that town which was destroyed by a fatal rain. Had they not seen its ruins? But the fact of the matter is, they do not believe in the life hereafter. Whenever they see you, they scoff at you, saying, is this the man whom Allah has sent as a Rasul? Had we not stood firm, he would have turned us away from our gods. Very soon, when they face the punishment, they will realize who actually went off the right path. Have you ever seen the one who has taken his own desires as his god? Would you take the responsibility of guiding him? Or do you think that most of them listen or try to understand? They are nothing but animals, and they are even further off the track. Have you not seen how your Rabb extends a shadow? If he wanted, he could make it constant. Then we made the sun an indication of it. As the sun climbs up, we draw it in little by little towards ourselves. He is the one who has made the night a mantle for you, and sleep a rest, and made the day to rise up again. He is the one who sends the winds as heralds, announcing his mercy, and sends down pure water from the sky, so that with it we may give life to a dead land and quench the thirst of countless animals and men that we have created. We distribute this water among them so that they may glorify us, yet most people refuse to do anything except show ingratitude. Had it been our will, we could have sent a warner to every town. Therefore, do not yield to the unbelievers and make jihad against them, with this Quran, a mighty jihad. He is the one who has made the two seas rolling, the one sweet and fresh, the other salt and bitter, and set a rampart between them, an insurmountable barrier. He is the one who created man from water, then made for him blood relationships, and that of marriage relationships. Your Rabb is indeed all-powerful. Yet they worship those deities besides Allah, which can neither help nor harm them. Over and above this, the unbeliever has become a helper of every rebel against his own Rabb. But O Muhammad, we sent you only to proclaim good news and to give warning. Say, I ask of you no recompense for this work, except that he who wants may take the right way to his Rabb. Put your trust in the ever-living, who never dies. Celebrate his praise, for he alone is sufficient to be aware of the sins of his servants, the one who created the heavens and the earth and all that is between them in 6 days, and is firmly established on the throne of authority, the compassionate. As to his glory, ask the one who knows. When it is said to them, prostrate yourselves before the most compassionate, they ask, who is the most compassionate? Are we to prostrate just because you order us to? It merely increases their disdain. Blessed is the one who has decked the sky with constellations and placed in it a lamp and a shining moon. He is the one who has caused the night and the day to succeed each other for him who desires to learn a lesson or desires to render thanks. True servants of the compassionate are those who walk on the earth in humility, and when the ignorant people address them, they say, peace. Who pass the night prostrating before their Rabb and standing in prayers, who say, our Rabb, ward off the punishment of hell from us, for its punishment is atrocious. Certainly it is an evil abode and an evil resting place. Who when they spend, are neither extravagant nor stingy, but keep the balance between those two extremes. Who do not invoke any other god besides Allah, nor kill any soul which Allah has made sacred except for a just cause, nor commit fornication. He that does this shall be punished for his sin, and his punishment shall be doubled on the day of resurrection, and in disgrace he shall abide forever. Except the one who repents, becomes a true believer, and starts doing good deeds. For then Allah will change his evil deeds into good, and Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. He that repents and does good deeds has truly turned to Allah with a good turning. Those are the ones who do not bear witness to falsehood, and if they ever pass by futility, pass with dignity. Who when reminded about the revelations of their Rabb, do not turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to them. Who pray, our Rabb, make our wives and our children to be the comfort of our eyes and make us leaders of the righteous. Such are the ones who will be rewarded with the lofty places in paradise for their patience, wherein they shall be welcomed with greetings and salutations. They shall live forever in that excellent dwelling and excellent resting place. O Muhammad, say, my Rabb does not care at all if you invoke him or not. Now that you have rejected his revelations, soon you will face the inevitable punishment. Surah Shu'ara. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful. Ta-Sin Mim. These are verses of the glorious book. O Muhammad, you will perhaps fret yourself to death with grief because they do not believe. If we wanted, we could send down upon them a sign from the heaven before which they would bend their necks in submission. But that is not what we want. They have been turning their backs on each fresh warning that comes to them from the compassionate. But now that they have neglected the warning, They will soon come to know the reality of what they have been mocking at. Have they not looked at the earth to see how we have caused all kinds of noble pears to grow in it? Surely in this is a sign, yet most of them do not believe. In fact, your Rabb is mighty as well as merciful. Remind them of the story when your Rabb called Musa and said, "Go to the wicked people, the people of Pharaoh. Have they no fear?" Musa submitted, saying, "My Rabb, I fear that they will reject me. My breast feels cramped, and my tongue is not eloquent. Send Harun. They have a charge of manslaughter against me, and I fear they may put me to death." Allah said, "Indeed not. Proceed, both of you, with our signs. Surely we are with you, listening. Go to Pharaoh and tell him, 'We are the Rasuls from the Rabb of the world. You should send with us the children of Israel.'" When they went to Pharaoh and conveyed the message of Allah, he said, "Did we not cherish you when you were a child? Did you not stay several years of your life among us? Then you did what you did. You are so ungrateful." Musa replied, "I did that when I was a misguided youth. I fled from you all because I feared you. But now my Rabb has granted me wisdom and appointed me as one of his Rasuls. Is it a favor with which you taunt me that you have enslaved the children of Israel?" Pharaoh said, "Who is this Rabb of the world?" Musa replied, "He is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them, if you really care to believe." Pharaoh said to those around him, "Do you hear that?" Musa continued, "He is your Rabb and the Rabb of your forefathers." Pharaoh interjected, "This Rasul of yours who has been sent to you is crazy." Musa continued, "He is the Rabb of the east and the west and all that lies between them, if you would only care and try to understand." At this, Pharaoh, who did not want to listen anymore, said, "If you serve any other god besides me, I shall have you thrown into prison." At this, Musa said, "What if I show you a convincing sign?" Pharaoh said, "Go ahead, show it if you are of the truthful." Hearing this, Musa threw down his staff, and thereupon it changed into a veritable serpent. Then he drew forth his hand, and it became shining bright for the spectators. After witnessing both the miracles, Pharaoh said to his chiefs around him, "This fellow is certainly a skilled magician who seeks to drive you out from your land by the force of his magic. Now, what is your advice?" They submitted, "Put him and his brother off for a while and dispatch heralds to the various cities to bring you every skilled magician." So the magicians were brought together at the appointed time on a fixed day. The people were motivated through saying, "Would you come to the gathering so that we may follow the magicians if they are dominant?" When the magicians arrived, they asked Pharaoh, "Shall we get a reward if we are dominant?" Pharaoh replied, "Yes, of course. You will even be made my courtiers." Musa said to them, "Cast down what you are going to cast." Thereupon they cast down their ropes and staffs, saying, "By the glory of Pharaoh, we shall be the winners." Then Musa threw down his staff, and lo, it swallowed their false devices. At this, all the magicians prostrated themselves, saying, "We believe in the Rabb of the worlds, the Rabb of Musa and Harun." Pharaoh shouted, "How dare you believe in him before I give you permission? He must be your master who taught you the witchcraft, but soon you shall find out. I will cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides and crucify you all." They replied, "We don't care. We are going to return to our Rabb anyway. We only desire that our Rabb may forgive us our sins, as we are the first to believe." we revealed to Musa, saying, Set off with my servants by night, and beware that you will be pursued. Pharaoh sent heralds to all the cities, and to mobilize his people, he said, These Israelites are a handful of people who have provoked us much, while we have a large army, well prepared. Thus did we make them leave their gardens and their water springs, their treasures and sumptuous dwellings. This is how they were made to lose, while on the other hand, we made the children of Israel inheritors of such things. At sunrise, the Egyptians pursued them. When the two hosts came face to face, the companions of Musa cried out, We are surely overtaken. Musa said, Not at all. My Rabb is with me. He will show me a way out. Then we revealed our will to Musa. Strike the sea with your staff, and the sea will cleft asunder. Each part stood like a mighty mountain. We made the other party follow them. We delivered Musa and all who were with him, and drowned the others. Surely there is a lesson in this, yet most of these people do not learn this lesson to become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is mighty as well as merciful. Narrate to them the story of Ibrahim when he asked his father and his people, What is that which you worship? They replied, We worship idols and sit beside them with all devotion. Ibrahim asked, Do they hear you when you call on them? Can they help you or harm you? They replied, No, but we found our forefathers doing so. Ibrahim said, Have you ever seen with open eyes these which you have been worshiping, you and your forefathers? They are all enemies to me, except the Rabb of the worlds, who created me and gave me guidance. He is the one who gives me food and drink, who gives me health when I am sick, who will cause me to die and then bring me back to life, who I hope will forgive me my mistakes on the day of judgment. After this, Ibrahim prayed, O my Rabb, bestow wisdom upon me, and admit me among the righteous. Grant me a reputation of truthfulness on the tongues of later generations. Count me among the inheritors of the paradise of bliss. Forgive my father, for he is from among those who have gone astray. Do not hold me up to shame on the day when everybody will be raised back to life, the day when neither wealth nor sons will avail anyone, and when none shall be saved except him who will come before Allah with a pure heart, when paradise shall be brought in sight of the righteous, while hell shall be spread open to the straying, and they will be asked, Now where are those whom you worship besides Allah? Can they help you or even help themselves? Then they will be toppled into it, both they and those who misled them, together with all the armies of Iblis, wherein they will argue with one another, saying, By Allah, we were indeed in manifest error when we made you equals with the Rabb of the world. It was the criminals who led us astray. Now we have no intercessors and no loving friends. If we could but once return to our worldly life, we would be of the true believers. Surely in this narration there is a great lesson, but most of these people do not learn a lesson to become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is mighty as well as wise. The people of Nuh also rejected Rasuls. Remember when their brother Nuh asked them, Have you no fear of Allah? Rest assured that I am a trustworthy Rasul of Allah towards you. So fear Allah and obey me. I do not ask you for any reward for my services, for my reward will be given by the Rabb of the world. So fear Allah and obey me. They replied, Should we believe in you, whereas your followers are but the lowest of the low? He said, I have no knowledge as to what they have been doing. Their account is the concern of my Rabb, if you could use your common sense. I am not going to drive away any believer. I am nothing but a plain warner. They said, O Nuh, if you do not stop, you shall be stoned to death. Nuh prayed, O Rabb, my people have disobeyed me. Decide the case between me and them openly. Deliver me and the believers who are with me. So we granted his prayer, delivered him and those with him in the laden ark, and drowned the rest in the flood. Surely in this story there's a great lesson, but most of these people do not learn a lesson and become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is mighty as well as merciful. The people of Acts 2 disbelieved their Rasuls. Remember when their brother Hud came to them, "Have you no fear of Allah? Rest assured that I am a trustworthy Rasul of Allah towards you. So fear Allah and obey me. I do not ask you any reward for my services, for my reward will be given by the Rabb of the worlds. Are you erecting a monument on every high place for fun? Are you building strong fortresses as if you are going to live here forever? Whenever you lay your hands on anyone, you act like cruel tyrants. Have fear of Allah and obey me. Fear the one who has given you all the things that you know. He has given you flocks and children, gardens and fountains. Truly I fear for you the torment of a dreadful day." They replied, "It is the same to us whether you preach to us or you are not one of the preachers. Such preaching is nothing but an ancient myth. We are not going to be punished." So they disbelieved him, and we utterly destroyed them. Surely in this story there is a great lesson, but most of these people do not learn a lesson and become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is the mighty as well as the merciful. The people of Thamud also disbelieved their Rasuls. Remember when their brother Salih asked them, "Have you no fear of Allah? Rest assured that I am a trustworthy Rasul of Allah towards you. So fear Allah and obey me. I do not ask you for any reward for my services, for my reward will be given by the Rabb of the worlds. Will you be left in peace to enjoy all that you have here forever? Gardens and fountains, cornfields and palm trees laden with juicy fruit, carving your dwellings in the mountains and leading a happy life. Have fear of Allah and obey me. Do not follow the bidding of the extravagant who create corruption in the land and reform nothing." They replied, "You are but one of the bewitched. You are no more than a human being like us. Bring forth a sign if you are one of the truthful." Salah said, "Well, here is the she camel. She shall have her share of water as you all have yours, each drinking on an alternate appointed day. Do not touch her with evil, lest the punishment of a dreadful day may overtake you." Yet they hamstrung her, then became full of regrets. So the punishment overtook them. Surely in this story there is a great lesson, but most of these people do not learn a lesson and become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is the mighty as well as the merciful. The people of Lut also disbelieved their Rasuls. Remember when their brother Lut asked them, "Have you no fear of Allah? Rest assured that I am a trustworthy Rasul of Allah towards you. So fear Allah and obey me. I do not ask you for any reward for my services, for my reward will be given by the Rabb of the worlds. Will you fornicate with males from among the creatures of the worlds and leave those whom your Rabb has created for you to be your mates? Nay, you are a people who have transgressed all limits." They replied, "If you do not stop, O Lut, you shall become one of the expelled." Lut said, "I am certainly one of those who abhor your actions. O Rabb, deliver me and my family from their wicked deeds." So we delivered him and all his family, except an old woman who was left among those who remained behind. Then we utterly destroyed the rest. We rained down on them the rain of brimstone, and evil was the rain which fell on those who were forewarned. Surely in this story there is a great lesson, but most of these people do not learn a lesson and become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is the mighty as well as the merciful. The people of Aika also disbelieved their Rasuls. Remember, Shu'aib asked them, "Have you no fear of Allah? Rest assured that I am a trustworthy Rasul of Allah towards you, so fear Allah and obey me. I do not ask you for any reward for my services, for my reward will be given by the Rabb of the world. Give full measure and be not of those who cause losses to others by fraud. Weigh with even scales and do not teach your fellow men of what is rightfully theirs, nor spread evil in the land. Fear him who has created you and the generations before you." They replied, "You are surely one of those who are bewitched. You are no more than a human being like us, and we think that you are lying. Let a fragment fall out of the sky on us if you are telling the truth." Shu'aib said, "My Rabb has full knowledge of all your actions." So they disbelieved him, and the torment of the day of darkness seized them, and indeed it was a torment of an extremely dreadful day. Surely in this story there is a great lesson, but most of these people do not learn a lesson and become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is the mighty as well as the merciful. Surely this Quran is a revelation from the Rabb of the worlds. The trustworthy spirit brought it down upon your heart so that you may become one of those who are appointed by Allah to warn the people. In a plain Arabic language, this fact was foretold in the scriptures of the former people. Is it not sufficient proof for the people that the learned men of the children of Israel knew about it? Even so that if we had revealed it to a non-Arab and he had recited it to them in fluent Arabic, they would still not have believed in it. We have thus caused unbelief in the hearts of the guilty. They are not going to believe in it until they see the painful scourge, which in their heedlessness will come to them suddenly. Then they will ask, "Can we be given some respite? Do they wish to hurry on our scourge?" Just think, if we let them enjoy this life for many years, and then the scourge with which they are threatened falls upon them, of what avail will their past enjoyments be to them? Never have we destroyed a population to whom we did not send warners. They were forewarned, and we have never been unjust. This Quran is not brought down by shaitans. It is neither in their interest nor in their power to produce such a masterpiece. They are kept too far off to even hear it, so do not call on others besides Allah, lest you become one of those who incur his punishment. Admonish your close relatives and lower your wing of kindness to those of the believers who follow you. But if they disobey, tell them, "I am not accountable for what you do. Put your trust in the Almighty, the Merciful, who observes you when you get up and when you walk among those who prostrate themselves in worship. He is the one who hears all and knows all. Shall I tell you, O people on whom the shaitans descend? They descend on every slandering sinner, those who listen to hearsay, and most of them are liars, and those poets who are followed by those who go astray. Do you not see how aimlessly they wander in every valley, preaching what they do not practice themselves? However, an exception is made for those who believe, do good deeds, engage much in the remembrance of Allah, and defend themselves when wronged, showing no vindictiveness. The unjust oppressors will soon find out what vicissitudes their affairs will take." Surah An-Naml. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Ta-Sin. These are verses of the Quran, the glorious book, a guide and good news for the believers who establish Salah and pay Zakah and firmly believe in the hereafter. As for those who do not believe in the hereafter, we make their deeds seem fair to them. Therefore, they blunder about in their folly. They are the ones for whom there is an evil punishment, and in the hereafter, they will be the greatest losers. And O Muhammad, most surely you are receiving this Quran from the one who is wise and all-knowing. relate to them the story of Musa, when he said to his family, I have seen a fire. Soon I may either bring you some information from there or a lighted torch to warm yourselves with. When he came to it, a voice called out to him, Blessed be he who is in this fire and all around it. Glory be to Allah, the Rabb of the world. O Musa, this is me, Allah, the Almighty, the Wise. Throw down your staff. When he saw it moving like a snake, he turned back and fled without even looking back. O Musa, do not be afraid, said Allah. My Rasul need not be afraid in my presence, unless, of course, he is guilty of wrongdoing. Even then, if he replaces the wrongdoing with good deed, I am indeed forgiving, merciful. Now put your hand into your pocket. It will come out shining white without any harm. These two signs are from the 9 signs that you will be given during your mission to Pharaoh and his people, for truly they are a people of transgressors. But when our signs were shown to them, they said, This is clear sorcery. They were convinced in their hearts about the truth of those miracles, yet they denied those signs in their wickedness and pride. You see what was the end of those transgressors. We bestowed knowledge on Daoud and Suleiman. They both said, Praise be to Allah, who has exalted us above many of his believing servants. Suleiman succeeded Daoud. He said, O people, we have been taught the tongue of birds and given all sorts of things. This is indeed a great blessing from Allah. Suleiman gathered an army comprised of jinns and men and birds. They all were kept under strict discipline. Once in an expedition, he was marching with his army when they came across a valley of ants. One of the ants said, O ants, get into your habitations, lest Suleiman and his army crush you under their feet without even noticing it. So Suleiman smiled, laughing at its statement, and said, O Rabb, inspire me to render thanks for your favors, which you have bestowed on me and on my parents, to do such good deeds that will please you and admit me by your mercy among your righteous servants. He took a roll call of the birds and said, I do not see the hoopoe. Where is he? How could he be absent? I will certainly punish him severely or even slay him if he does not offer me a reasonable excuse for his absence. The hoopoe, who did not take long in coming, said, I have just found out that which you did not know. I have brought you reliable information about the people of Sheba. I found that a woman is ruling over them. She has been given everything, and she possesses a magnificent throne. Further, I found that she and her people prostrate themselves before the sun instead of Allah. Shaitan has made their deeds fair-seeming to them, and thus turned them away from the right way, so that they may not be guided to prostrate themselves before Allah, the one who brings to light all that is hidden in the heavens and the earth, and knows exactly what you hide and what you reveal. Allah, there is no God but Him. He is the Lord of the mighty throne. Suleiman said, Soon we shall find out whether what you say is true or false. Go and deliver to them this letter of mine, then turn aside and wait for their answer. The queen said, O my chiefs, a very important letter has been delivered to me. It is from Suleiman, and it begins with the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It reads, Do not be arrogant against me, and come to me in complete submission. Then she asked, O chiefs, let me hear your advice, for I make no decision without your counsel. They replied, We are a valiant and mighty nation. You are the commander, so we shall be waiting for your command. The queen said, When the kings invade a town, they ruin it and debase its honorable people, and thus they always do. Therefore I shall send them a present and see with what reply my envoys will return. When the envoys of the queen came to Suleiman, he said, Do you want to provide me with wealth? The wealth which Allah has given me is far more than what he has given you. You may very well keep your presents. Go back to your people. If your people do not submit, we will march against them with such an army of which they shall never be able to face, and we shall drive them out of their land, humbled and disgraced. Later on, when Suleiman heard that the queen of Sheba was coming in submission, he asked, O my chief, which of you can bring me her throne before they come to me in submission? An audacious one from among the jinns said, I will bring it to you before you adjourn your court, and most surely I have the necessary strength, and I am trustworthy. One person who had knowledge of the book said, I can bring it to you in the twinkling of an eye. As soon as Suleiman saw the throne placed before him, he exclaimed, This is by the grace of my Rabb, to test me whether I am grateful or ungrateful. Any who is grateful, surely his gratitude is a gain for his own soul. And any who is ungrateful should know that surely my Rabb is self-sufficient, self-exalted. Further, he said, without any comment to her, set her throne in her sight. Let us see whether she can recognize it, or is she of those who cannot recognize the truth. So when the queen arrived, she was asked, Is your throne like this? She replied, It looks as if it is the same. We had come to know that Suleiman is not only a king, but also a prophet. Therefore, we have already become Muslims. Other deities whom she worshipped besides Allah had prevented her from believing, for she belonged to an unbelieving folk. Then she was asked to enter the palace. When she saw its floor, she thought that there was a pool of water, so she tucked up her skirts, uncovering her legs. Suleiman said, This is just the glossy paving of this palace. At this she exclaimed, O my Rabb, I have indeed wronged my soul. Now I submit myself in Islam with Suleiman to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. To the people of Thamud, we sent their brother Saleh, saying, Worship Allah. But they divided themselves into two discordant factions. Saleh said, O my people, why do you wish to hasten towards evil rather than good? Why do you not ask forgiveness of Allah so that you may be shown mercy? They said, We consider you and your companions a sign of bad luck. He said, Your luck is with Allah. In fact, you are a people under trial. There were 9 ringleaders in the city who created mischief in the land and reformed nothing. They said to one another, Let us pledge an oath by Allah that we shall make a secret night attack on him and his family. Then we shall tell his guardian that we were not even present at the time his family was killed, and that we are telling the truth. Thus they plotted a plan, and we too plotted a plan which they did not perceive. Just see what was the outcome of their plot. We annihilated them completely, together with all their people. There lies their houses in desolate ruins as a result of their wrongdoings. Verily, in this story, there is a lesson for those people who use their common sense. Yet, we delivered the true believers who were righteous. Also mentioned to them Lut, when he said to his people, Do you commit indecency, though you see its iniquity? Do you approach men for your sexual desires instead of women? The fact is that you are a people steeped in ignorance. But his people gave no answer except that they said, Drive out the family of Lut from our city. They pose to be very pious. So we delivered him and his family, except his wife, about whom we had decreed, that she shall be of those who will remain behind. And we rained down on them a shower of brimstones, and evil was the rain which fell on those who were forewarned. Say, Praise be to Allah, and peace be upon his servants whom he has chosen to deliver his message. Ask them, Who is better, Allah or the deities they associate with him?